testimony. Lawmakers took a look at some video of the attack that, up until now, had not been viewed publicly. California and New York City, both to require all government workers to take the COVID vaccine or undergo a weekly coronavirus test. California Governor Gavin Newsom suggesting that freedom of choice is a good thing, except when it puts other people in danger. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are lower. The Dow down about 118 points. The NASDAQ off 152 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's be boring and do a commercial about cash out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, I think I understand what a cash out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes? So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan or increase our monthly payment too much or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years, while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage maker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a heat advisory in effect for the first time this summer. High temperature in the middle 90s. Heat index as high as 106. Showers and thunderstorms rather numerous today. Many towns will be affected. And a couple of stronger storms not out of the question. The risk of scattered storm continues in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 75. Tomorrow, high temperature in the mid-90s again. Triple-digit heat index. More scattered storms. We'll be in the upper 90s Thursday and Friday with dangerous heat indices. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Folks, we're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. So let's talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet real quick. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Actually, I'm driving right by you.
Is that right?
There y'all are.
I was waving.
I'm looking at your studios. I'm waving. Hey, Joey.
Yeah.
You graduated from Auburn, right?
I did. War Eagle.
And you love Auburn, right?
Yeah,
you
sure.
Like the town, like going over there?
Yeah, yeah.
And you... I'm getting to something. You work out, right?
Yeah.
You're pretty strong.
Yeah, sure.
Great. I'm gonna swing in and grab you real quick. We gotta go move him out today.
I'm sorry. I'm busy.
Three stories.
It's only
yeah.
three stories,
it's only
Joey.
Three, yeah. It's only three stories, Joey.
No, I would if so I could, but you know, I got an old friend I got to hang out with here.
No, I already told him I got a backache that starts 2 minutes from now. So.
You find out how quick you have no friends when you got to move your daughter out of a three-story apartment with no elevator.
Well,
zero friends. Nobody likes you at that point.
No, nobody does. Everybody's going to call in sick.
Well, and this is why I don't have a truck, Ray.
Another good idea, Joey.
Neither do I. I have an SUV and a van.
Well.
So Andy's driving 90 miles an hour down the interstate. If y'all pull anybody over, get her first. I'm just waiting off y'all's Texas. Front of SUV in front of me.
Well, so it sounds like you're going to be... It sounds like you're going to be working hard today, but it's going to be for family.
It is. I'm taking off and going to Auburn and helping them move out. We got to be out by Friday, so let's just get it done today.
There you go.
And Hallelujah, praise the Lord. She's got two months left of student teaching, and she's a college graduate.
All right. Oh, congratulations,
congrats,
Ray.
Congrats.
Two down, one to go, baby. Two down, one to go. I'm almost there.
Don't be too excited.
I'm so excited. Everybody's like, oh, I'm so sad. My kids are moving out. I'm like, y'all are crazy. This is the best time of your lives.
Well,
you get to go. You get to do what you want to do. You don't spend all your money at home. This
right.
is awesome.
Well, and it's a great thing about Prattville Carpet that you've built up a great team there that you can, you know, take the day to go help your daughter and you know the business is going to run smoothly.
Absolutely. So if y'all need a measurement today, I won't be there. But I've got everybody on board. Call 285-8117. They'll be glad to come and move you. Not move you out. They'll come measure you because none of them offered to come help. Everybody's like, no, got to work.
Well, right.
Laziness, just pure laziness.
Yeah,
but sure. y'all will be. Hopefully, I will be back at work tomorrow if all goes well today. So, if you need us tomorrow, call us again tomorrow too. 285-8117.
And when y'all do call 285-8117, be sure to tell those fine folks at Prattville Carpet that you're Ray Bowles here on the radio.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
Hey, you too.
You too, Ray. Appreciate you. More news and views when we come back. Going to be talking Kickback Ranch with Jerry Todd.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in at night wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark, Eddie Bader, here in the studio.
In-house.
We have Jerry Todd across the desk from me from Kickback Ranch. So let's, for folks who have maybe heard the name, heard of Kickback Ranch, let's go through kind of the basics here. Like, let's describe the property itself. Like, when people pull up, they're in Raymer, what are they going to witness?
The first thing you'll witness is when you drive through our very beautiful gates. You got a western scene on them, you know, and then you're going to notice two giant longhorn steers standing out in a pasture. And they're our pasture ornament.
Oh.
And that's what people stop there and take pictures of these two giant longhorn steers standing out there from tip to tip, probably 7 to 8 feet.
Wow.
You know, so people are pulling up there and they're seeing these two longhorns standing there. And then there's this water wheel house that we have. That as you're coming up a driveway, it's kind of coming up the hill, and there's a water wheel house that sits there. That's one of our rental houses that we have. And this wheel turning the water, running down the little falls, and then
so cool. That sounds awesome.
I know.
It's pretty awesome. Then you come up by our exercise room that we have there. We've got several bikes and stuff. Got big plate glass window all the way across the back. So you're overlooking a lake as you're sitting there riding your bike. So.
Oh, wow.
And then you come up to our main office. That's where we run Kickback out of, and two or three other companies out of that office as well. We got a basketball court. Then we got a beach volleyball.
Oh, cool.
It's right there in our pool. And then we got our Kickback West rooms, which are like hotel suites. Got a queen and a trundle, a twin and trundle up under it. So, we got 27 of those rooms there. Another big lake as you drive on up next to our pool, and then you come around to the corner. You kind of make your way around to the right, and you'll come to our double slide into Cowboy Town, our event center.
Yeah.
Then if you keep on going through the back side of the property, you come to our 55-plus living tiny home community, and then, of course, we got the RV park in the very back.
Yeah, and
there's more lakes all the way around, too.
I want to focus real quick on those who are 55 and up, the tiny house. I'm a little tempted. I was about to ask you, how long is the drive from Kickback to, say, like here?
25 minutes.
25 minutes.
Say under 30 minutes.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not 55 and up, but I could live there. Dude, all right.
Yeah, I'm so tempted by living like that.
If the water wheel house comes available right there, it would be a perfect one for somebody like you or you.
Well, we just had a call, Jerry, where there someone's asking me about your fishing opportunities out there, the lakes you got. How many lakes?
We have five ponds or lakes, what they want to call them.
I know you had three
of them are really big, and then we got two smaller ponds, or lakes, whatever they want to call them. We grew up calling them ponds.
Ponds, yeah.
The lake is like Martin and Jordan. Yeah, and ponds are down here.
So
funny, if you're in Texas, they call them tanks.
Tanks.
Oh, right.
Is that right?
It's tanks. It's not. You don't find a pond.
It's
in
not a
Texas.
Pond no, or no, like no, it's
no.
a tank.
No, it's a tank. That's where the cattle drink out of.
That's right.
It's the tank that got dug out there. We call them ponds in the South.
Well, how many acres do you guys have?
125 acres.
Wow. Yeah. Man,
so you have folks that live there permanently in the tiny house.
Gary Garvin is one.
Yeah,
that's your star resident.
Can't get rid of him.
But now, what's kind of the usual, customer does the short term trip? Is it like somebody stays over a weekend or a night or two?
Well, we have a day pass. Mm-hmm. We have memberships. A lot of people that live out in the rural area out there, they can't join like the Montgomery Country Club,
right?
Or something like that, have to drive into town. So we offered a membership. We thought, well, let's offer a membership to the community.
That's a good idea.
Several families that they don't have pools at their houses or stuff like that, so they can become a member at Kickback, and they can come and enjoy all the amenities just by being.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
They have a monthly membership and a yearly membership, and then of course we have a day pass.
Do day passes too?
If you want to come out for a day, we sell a day pass. Somebody comes out, they can go fishing, they can use the amenities with their day pass.
That sounds like a
the only thing we kind of keep a little bit private is our pool. When COVID came about. We kind of shut the pool down to just our members and our residents, the ones who live there and the members. So that's kind of off limits to anybody. They can still do Cowboy Beach, right there, our front lake, and then we're going to add a couple more beach areas there on some more on our other lakes, too, as well.
Now, if they come out, they can bring a kayak to the lakes?
They can bring a kayak with them. The only thing we don't allow is a boat, a motor.
Like
all public lakes, not public lakes, the smaller lakes, they don't let motorized boats in there.
And folks, if y'all want to look at this yourself, you can go to kickbackranch.net. And I'm looking here at cabins and cottages. Looks like y'all have a lot of different options. You mentioned the water wheel.
The water wheel is kind of one of our permanent residence. But the Kickback West area by our pool back there, those are like motel suites.
Mm-hmm.
We've got three other rooms in a bigger in the Cowboy Town. They have full kitchens, bedroom and stuff like that, and a deck kind of looks out over the lake. We have some smaller cabins that have no amenities, and they have a shared restroom and shower area. If you really want to kind of get to the camping area, then of course you don't want to just bring your RV down. We're adding RV more RV spots every day.
What? Now, I'd imagine that even when it's not a big event planned,
right?
Like say y'all had a big thing for Memorial Day.
Yes, we had.
But even when there's not a big event planned, you got the folks who live there full time, the folks who are members, and folks making a weekend of it. And I imagine things get kicking even impromptu.
Yeah, it gets to be a line at the water slide. And we try to divert people and say, that's why we created the Cowboy Beach. You know, if the lines are big here and people are going down the slide and there's too many people and you just don't feel comfortable being around all of them, we'll go down to the Cowboy Beach. You know, go hang out down at the lake. You know, go get one of our paddle boats. Go get one of our canoes. You know, just paddle around. Go fishing. You know, so there's options. You know, you're not just stuck with one thing. Well, I got to stand here. I want to do this. Well, wait, you know, go do something else and then come back when this kind of dies off. Because, you know, you go down the pretty nice on the water, but you got to walk back up that hill.
Right.
It's kind of like, you know, that'll wear you out.
Especially in the summer.
Three or four, five times back up that hill, I'm done with the slide. I want to go lay by the pool or on the beach.
And it sounds like it's the type of place that's great for folks who just want to get away. Maybe it's a couple, you know, 55 and up want to get away. Or it could be a big family. You want to get the kids out and away from their iPads and the video games and all that stuff. You know, go canoeing in a great environment. Or, you know, and you were selling me earlier before the top of the hour, and I think my number one selling point is go rent a place that's quiet and write and think. And, like, I need to get away from my normal routine and habits. Yeah. I really do.
When you hear, when the one thing you can hear the loudest are the birds and stuff is chirping. And, you know, at night or the evening or in the morning when you first wake up, you know, and then you can just, you can hear nature instead of cars and sirens. It's a whole lot easier to think.
And then this just hit me, and it's something I always forget. But when I remember it, I'm like, oh, I need to do this more often. I'd imagine there isn't as much light pollution out there. So at night, you can see the stars.
We've got some night lights around. And one thing about Mindy, she was, as we were doing and we're adding and stuff like that, I said, we need to put a light. She says, no. I don't want a light there. I want it to be where people can, when they're here, they can see the moon and they can see the stars. Right. Lights would just interfere with that, you know.
So. Well, that's something sensitive to me. As I read older stuff, I think we've maybe lost something as people that, you know, thousands of years people experience, be able to look at the night sky, you know, unabated.
It seems like you can see it so much better in the wide open like that.
See, that's exactly it what is, the doctor ordered
it is,
for me.
It is. I tell you what, you're talking about what the doctor ordered. The doctor orders a lot. And it says to be still. That's what the Bible says. It says to be still, be quiet, you know. Amen. And then that way you can know, you know, you get to know God pretty good. And we really push for a family atmosphere at the Kickback Ranch. We are really starting to hammer on that harder and harder and harder. You know, if you're looking for a party place, this is not you. I'm just going to tell you right now, right up front. You know, we invite people to come in and enjoy themselves. Mm-hmm. But if you're just looking to have a blowout party, you know, not be your spot. We're looking for that family. We want you to bring grandmama with you. We want you to bring your children out there. We want the families to reconnect and kind of get back to each other. And that's what it's, I think, we're really pushing for at the Kickback Ranch.
And I mentioned kickbackranch.net. If people are interested, what other ways can they get in touch with you?
Like us on Facebook. You know, and just keep up with us. You know, we're all the time posting events that are coming up and things of that nature. So, you know, we're looking forward to having a big September, October, you know, November. We're going to have some good events out there during those times. Christmas, always we have a big Christmas blowout where we really like to try to decorate. People can drive through, and we'll have some a really nice Christmas event.
And here's what I would suggest to folks. If you're interested, go out there and get to know the scene. Get to know the place before the big events start coming in the fall and the winter.
That's right.
That way, when the big event comes, you already know the lay of the land.
Come buy your day pass. Buy a day pass and enjoy the day, and that way you'll realize, you know, what I want to do this. Do I want to come back? Or maybe some corporate folks, you know, is this where we want to do our corporate event at? That's starting to come back. We lost that during the COVID deal when the corporate people just kind of shut down. It's starting to kind of come back. We're having more corporate events. We got a 5,000 square foot corporate event center there. In fact, there's I think 20 or 25 guys down there today. They're testing for the Alabama Petroleum Contractors Association. They're there, so they're getting ready. You know, they're testing. So we've handled them. They stayed with us. We fed them this morning, we're getting ready for that. And of course, everybody's planning their Christmas parties.
Right.
And they start planning those things way out in advance. Well, we're a great place to have a Christmas party if you'd like to come out and, you know, and be a part of that as well.
Well, and I was about to let you go, Jerry, but look who's on the phone here. We got Gary from Kickback Ranch. Hey, Gary G.
Good morning, Mr. Todd. How are you today?
What's up? How are you doing, Gary Garvin? Hey, I'm getting the grass cut around. I'm getting the grass cut around behind your house, by the way.
I'm not here to complain. I was going to build you up a little bit, but, you know, you've opened up the door now, so watch out.
I'm cutting the grass, so I'm getting it cut as we speak. They're running around behind your house cutting the grass.
Jerry can't oversell this place. I'm telling you guys, it is one fabulous place. It's great. Its atmosphere is just perfect. They got golf carts you can rent and ride around. They got bicycles you can rent and ride those around. They got walking paths. And it is just, it's a cool place. And, yeah, Jerry's a good host. He really is. And Mindy's a lot better.
I was going to say, Mindy's she's the best. She's a way better host than I am.
Man, you got to take one with the other.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, they're good folks, and I appreciate them letting me live there as long as I have. So.
Well, you've been one of our more popular residents.
I know.
That's
he's probably
sure.
The resident you most have to call and say, "Hey, Gary, it's past 10 o'clock. Can you turn it down?"
Eddie, the day I sold my house, you sold my house, I had to put in 100 different applications with her to let her know that I wasn't going to slip out and the place.
You would be surprised, Gary, Eddie, because I'm telling you, I mean, at 8 or 9 o'clock, I drive by his house, you know, because I'm there that late at night, and the lights are off. Gary's already in. Oh, yeah, he's in bed.
He's a party animal and stuff like that.
No.
I seen him put up a fence so he could have his privacy in his hot tub. I know what's happening over there.
He put up a little fence, but he still don't have a lot of privacy. Hey, Gary lives on the road.
I do. But I love it. Wouldn't move for $100 million. I'm happy as a lark where I'm at.
So good deal.
Y'all are great to me, and that's what I need.
Good deal.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one. Jerry, have a good one yourself, buddy.
Thank you,
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary. And thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank y'all.
Yeah, it's always great seeing you.
Oh, all pleasure's mine. Thank you, guys. Y'all do a great job for us. And we hear all the time, I hear, you know, hey, we heard about it on the radio. We heard your commercial on the radio. We heard this on the radio. So, you know, folks, it works. The radio advertising works. This station works. There's a lot of people listening, and we really, really appreciate what you guys do
and,
for us.
And keep prodding me, keep reminding me, because, you know, Eddie can attest this. Well, my dearly departed mother can attest. You know, when I was a kid, I climbed up the dresser in my room, and it fell on me, and it took me like 3 or 4 times before I figured out I can't climb it. And the same thing kind of applies. Joey, you need to go do this thing. It's going to be good for you. It's going to be healthy for you. You're going to love it. Yeah. It's like, yeah, just keep working at me, because I believe it. And went from calls from folks like Gary and so many others have been down there.
Well, look forward to having you come down.
Y'all check out Kickback Ranch.
Kickback Ranch, and check it out, kickbackranch.net.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos during our July 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery. Unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Don't forget about our July 50% off special.
Remember how hot it was last summer? And there you were limping along with that old AC system, hoping and praying you'd make it to fall. Don't go through that again. This summer, be sure to stay cool and comfy with a reliable, efficient Bryant HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Bryant product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryant dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any summer plumbing problems you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines. Plumbing, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old AC system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Bryant. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
Hi, I'm Paul Doe. Me and my wife Jessica own the Seafood Bistro over here in Perry Hill and Carmichael. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for going on 3 years now. It has been a great turnout. It's been a pleasure partnering with a local company like Blue Water. And if you have your own business, I suggest teaming up with a partner like Blue Water Broadcasting. It's a local company that helps local businesses.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back. Always great talking to Jerry Todd at Kickback Ranch.
Yeah, we were talking about the handicap accessibility down there. He said they are handicap friendly down there. Prime. So that's, and even with the ponds, he said, you know, you can get a golf cart and get pretty close to there. But I think most of the surface around those ponds is typical rough surface, not paved or anything like that.
You know, I miss that. It used to be a fairly frequent thing, especially with my dad, that we would get out of town and you know, we had friends at property in Ada and all this stuff, and I miss that. Even when it was a semi-regular thing, like every couple months, I miss being able to do that.
Just getaway. To get out of town. And you're close enough. If anything happens, you're still 20, 30 minutes from town. But like you said, the light pollution is the biggest thing. At night, you can see all the stars.
It's incredible. No, and I really think that's one of the biggest things we've lost with modern living.
Oh, yeah.
And modern man. You look up at the sky, and you can't see what our ancestors used to see in all its majesty. No wonder the stars always stir the imagination so much. When you get into a place with no light pollution, it's truly remarkable. You can get lost in the night sky. Before we go to one of these phone calls here, did you see this Dallas Justice Now college pledge making the rounds?
No.
Actually saw a bunch of folks on Twitter covering this. You know, and pretty reasonable folks, not the usual hotheads and activists, saying, what the heck is this? This is from a Black Lives Matter group in Dallas, Texas, and it says, Dear so-and-so, should I just read this?
I wish you would.
Yeah. Dear so-and-so, we are writing to you because we understand you are white and live within the Highland Park Independent School District and thus benefit from enormous privileges taken at the expense of communities of color. You live in the whitest and wealthiest neighborhood in Dallas. Whether you know it or not, you earned or inherited your money through oppressing people of color. However, it is also our understanding that you are a Democrat and supporter of the Black Lives Matter movement, which makes you one of our white allies and puts you in a position to help correct these cruel injustices. We need you to step up and back up your words with action and truly sacrifice to make our segregated city more just. They're not done. So here's the big ask. You can tell that this is a big running start to the jump and leap they're about to take.
You can buy your way to forgiveness?
Well, here's... No, it's not necessarily buy your way. It's more like... Well, I'll just read it. We are asking you to pledge that your children will not apply or attend any Ivy League school or U.S. News & World Report top 50 school.
That's got to be the...
If you do not have children under 18, then we ask you to pledge to hold your white privileged friends, family, and neighbors with children to this standard. These schools have afforded white families privilege for generations. Having your children attend these schools takes away space from students of color who really need the job opportunities, education, and influence that these schools provide. We know that this sounds like a tough commitment to make, but it is truly disheartening to see wealthy white folks sending charitable donations, posting hashtag Black Lives Matter on social media, or putting up yard signs as if to say that minimal effort is all that they are prepared to do in the fight for racial justice. The quest for justice requires commitment from our white allies, and we thank you in advance for your anticipated cooperation in making such a commitment. Thank you for helping make our city more just. Who signed the pledge? Yada, yada, yada. Sincerely, Dallas Justice Now.
Do you got an address I can see if send a flaming bag of poo to them?
Yeah.
That's the biggest load of crap. Okay, if you'll just take every word that says white and put black on there, I bet you can't get past the first sentence before you get kicked off the radio.
Yeah.
That's the most racist crap I've ever heard.
Well, and also, like, okay, don't send your kids to top universities in the Ivy League.
Let's keep your kid, even though they're going to be rich or privileged, whatever, let's keep them ignorant so we can get somebody else of color in there. Yeah. Hold on. Didn't not too long ago they had to issue rules where you could only allow so many Asians in? Last time I checked, Asians were people of color because they were too smart and they were knocking out everybody.
Yeah.
So,
and there have been lawsuits against Harvard and the like.
Yeah. Yes. So where's the address for the flaming bag of poo needs to go to?
You can look it up yourself, boy. But I get where you're coming from. That's crazy. And this sort of collectivist nonsense is not going to help matters whatsoever. Now, I think you're going to get a lot of people of good faith and good heart who care about justice, who are going to look at this and respectfully decline or send flaming bags of poo. Goodness gracious, that's absurd.
That is, Joey.
Well, and also because... The Ivy League is truly elite. So most people in this country's history, no matter the tint of their skin, do not end up in the Ivy League. You know what? Good riddance, too.
Yeah.
Good riddance. Not everybody has to go and be skilled in elite opinion in order to have freedom in this country. And I'm getting a very, very frustrated with how little liberty is talked about in this country. And how everybody seems to be judging justice by equal outcome. Where's the limiting principle? And why are you judging your life based against others? Seriously.
It doesn't work that way.
Seriously. Goodness gracious. Go to Soldier Boy.
Oh, that'll fix things.
Good morning, white allies.
Yeah, good God.
What's up, Soldier Boy?
another category. So they're basically blackmailing these... email recipients,
so to speak.
White shaming.
Yeah, unbelievable. Well, you know, some of these white rich people have become so woke. Be careful when you get into bed sometimes. You know, with a dog that has fleas, don't expect not to have fleas. So they kind of put it upon themselves, don't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, that's over the top right there.
Oh, did you see what else, too? I don't know if you read the rest of it, but they also mentioned it, went further into the story, and said those who do not respond back, they're going to make a list and send it out to everybody. So now you're going to threaten me. You're going to call me out. Oh, Mr. Joey Clark received it. He did not respond, or he did respond, and he responded this way. And then collect all those. And they're going to treat people who didn't respond back. I got mine, but it got Microsoft Office Suite kind of sent it to the junk folder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it went to the junk folder. So now they're going to call you out if you received it and you don't respond favorably in their thinking.
No, I'm Soldier Boy, here's the deal. I'm so privileged, I can't even hear them.
You're so privileged. How many hours you work sometimes a week, Joey?
Right, exactly. I lose count. I lose count. Yeah. You could call what this is work.
I lose count.
Yeah, working with Eddie is not work.
No, but exactly. In this gig, you always have homework. You're never completely off work.
Yeah, right. You never have Eddie off your mind. That's true.
That's not what I was talking about.
Hey, did you hear the big news? My favorite department, the attorney in the federal attorney general's office, is not going to investigate the Governor Cuomo's death camp beds.
Right. Why do you think that is, Soldier Boy?
Gee, you just can't do no wrong, can you?
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's what I brought that up at the beginning of the show with Rich Thomas, and it looks like there's still going to be some state-led efforts, like the Auditor General there or something like that, a funky position they have in Michigan, is still going to pursue Whitmer. I think Letitia James, the AG of New York, is still going to pursue some things. Well, and there's also a U.S. Attorney's Office looking into some of this stuff. It's just that the federal DOJ is not going to pursue
Didn't the left always say you got to believe women and you got to believe what they say and everything? Yeah. Remember, even from Hillary Clinton down, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Deshaun Watson, the quarterback for the Texas,
Longhorns?
No, the professional NFL football team.
Texans.
Yeah.
Houston Oilers? The Texans. Mm. Yeah, 20, 30 women have filed sexual complaints.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all acting on news. Who's he going to get traded to? Where is he going to come to camp? They're not even saying anything about it. And then you got Cuomo. How many women? Around 20?
Oh, at least.
Well, here's the deal. People are never as strong as their ideas, and those ideas are really only upheld when it's applied to others. When it actually applies to you, people very rarely fall on their own sword.
When are feminists and women going to wake up and see that they're on the wrong side? I mean, you got women, men lifting weights in the Olympics, disguised as women. Mm-hmm. Then you got women, girls in high school and college losing scholarships because they can't compete against
There are a lot of feminists who have, become aware of this, and they're called they're called names for actually speaking up for women. Infighting going on within the community, whatever that is.
Oh, absolutely. Well, there should be, because the feminists were the ones that were the base of the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
And now they're seeing they're just getting used.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I'm a feminist, and I got a couple of daughters, how can I vote Democrat when you're taking scholarship money away from my daughter?
Right.
For her education. Well, Hillary, how many times has Hillary Clinton said, we are the party of women? Republicans aren't?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the Me Too people?
Well, here's the deal.
Sure went after Kevin Spacey, and I like Kevin Spacey as an actor.
Sure, yeah. Well, it was very unfortunate the movie that had, got him some notoriety before all the allegations came out was called Baby Driver. I actually liked that movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love that movie. I thought it was really great. But then those allegations come out, and you've now got Spacey as whether he's Underwood and House of Cards
right.
or using the same accent in Baby Driver. Half the movie, Spacey's going, baby, baby. And he's talking to a young man the whole time. And then don't get me started on K-Pax with the banana thing. Like,
Eddie, are you feeling secure in your manliness right now when he says that?
It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Baby.
Is he looking at you when he says that?
I don't know. I'm not looking up.
Raymond, you might have all the money in the world, but I have all the guns. So you're going to do what I say. Yeah. I got to run, Soldier Boy. I appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Later, Soldier Boy.
Man, he's a mile a minute.
Love that guy.
Energizer buddy there. David. Baby.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right, David. How you doing, man?
I'm creeping myself out, David. Take it away.
Doing good. There was a Mark Steins hosting Tucker Carlson this week.
Oh, it's so...
He's not being harassed fishing with his daughter in Montana.
Before you keep going, I'm at the gym. I got there a little late because I had extra stuff to do. So I get to the gym a little late. In the middle of my set, Jack Campbell calls me. So I pick up and I'm kind of breathing heavy. What are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. And things I can't say in the air. And I'm like, well, I'm in the middle of set. What's up? He goes, was Tucker Carlson fired? I go... No, why? It was, oh, no, because this British guy, who's that? Like, oh, Mark Stein, I'm filling in for Tucker. Tucker.
I love Mark Stein.
Yeah, I like that guy a lot.
Anyway, he did a segment last night on this whole thing with the colleges and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, these statistics which he gave were that, and I believe it was predominantly Ivy League schools, that I believe it was 49% of their students are Asian. I believe it was 47% are Pacific Islanders, and 43% were white, and 41% were black.
Interesting.
How do those percentages?
That's a pretty close, you know, grouping as far as percentages on, you know, minorities, and you have white third on the list for the number of people attending those schools. And yet, if you listen to people like you just mentioned, you know, you would think that the overwhelming majority of Ivy League schools were populated by white.
Well, and I continue to think identity is a very cheap political currency.
Mm-hmm.
People can bandy about identity cards all they want without actually having to do much anything. And then when you see it's just the latest excuse to put over essentially redistribution of wealth and a tax on private property, a tax on liberty, and, you know, people's individual prerogatives, it's like, oh, I see what you're up to now. Oh, you're gonna try the climate crisis thing now in order to pull off your socialist plans or your corporatist plans? Because I really think the socialists and commies are being used here for a lot of these technocrats and oligarchs that run the world's government. So it's just, I think that's exactly what happened, is there were people coming together on the left and the right after the big bailouts of 08, whether it's the Tea Party or people on the left with Occupy Wall Street. You had all different types of people from political persuasions and different walks of life. And as soon as that started, the big push to make it more about identity, the Me Too, Black Lives Matter, all that stuff gets kicked up. And I'm not talking about organically, like grassroots. I mean, all the corporate backing.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
So there, I think there has been a very cynical push from some very powerful people to use identity to drive a wedge and not actually accomplish much of anything.
Right.
It's a big smoke screen.
Yeah, exactly. So have a good one, guys.
Thank you, David. 272-9228. That's what they fear the most, folks. Those oligarchs that we need to turn our back on in D.C. and over the world. They fear the most are local movements or people of different walks of life, because they're bound together by the neighborhoods they live in, by the cities they live in, that we join arms, say, you know what, we got our differences, but we live together. We're our neighbors, and your neighbor is not your enemy. And we can get along. And I'm tired of who the president is or who is running things in D.C. being how we deal with one another, being a function of how neighbors deal with one another. It's a crying shame. And it upends us, uproots us from the actual people that we know and live around. It's a crying shame.
True.
272-9228. 272-9228. But people will do what they need to do in order to get power. And this is just the latest fad. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Folks, if you're looking to buy a home, sell your home, have that rental property managed, Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group, well, Bo's the guy to go see and work with his team there at the Goodson Group. Bo has been working in the River Region real estate market for over four decades, and it's because of that experience that he's been able to put together a great team to help you buy, sell, or manage that rental property. And where Bo's experience really comes into play is the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. It's one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate school programs here in the state. Very interactive course, a lot of Q&A, and a lot of real-life scenarios from Bo's experience, 40-plus years. The good, the bad, and the ugly, you can learn from it all. The great thing about Bo and his school is that he's not teaching you to the test. He's teaching you beyond the test to where you hit the ground running with success after you get that real estate license. And even if you're not going for your real estate license, it's a great way to become a more knowledgeable player in the real estate market here in the River Region. So give the Goodson Group and Bo Goodson a call today at 551-0225, 551-0225. Or you can check them out online at thegoodsongroup.com. More news and views from 9 till noon. when we come back. Just trying to find me a pretty smile that I can get into. It's true, I must be without you. Another lonely park, another Sunday. Why is it like they got that way? Just on the bridge, and you think you got a good thing. It seems to slip away.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
Drinking coffee straight from the pot. Power move. Wearing a bathrobe to work. Power move. Switching to super fast, extra reliable internet from WOW? Power move. Switch and save with WOW Internet for just $19.99 a month. It's switching season, so make a move with our best deal of the year. Get the speed you need starting with Internet 100 for just $19.99 a month. Plus, ask how to get $200 on us. Sign up at WOWWay.com today. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a heat advisory in effect for the first time this summer. High temperature in the middle 90s. Heat index as high as 106. Showers and thunderstorms rather numerous today. Many towns will be affected. And a couple of stronger storms not out of the question. The risk of scattered storm continues in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 75. Tomorrow, high temperature in the mid-90s again. Triple-digit heat index. More scattered storms. We'll be in the upper 90s Thursday and Friday with dangerous heat indices. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in. Check out our inventory online at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. And it's always interesting when voices that don't neatly fit a mold, like there's some folks who believe the whole like spectrum of politics is like Hillary Clinton or Rush Limbaugh.
One of the two, the two?
Yeah. No. Not by any means. No. One guy I love following, he's now a independent historian, but he was trained up at Columbia, was a very successful young professor and teacher. Then they went to give him tenure, and they found out what he was actually teaching. He had to present one of his classes.
Oh.
So he did the history of black drag queens in the 50s, which he's, you know, he specializes in like American history, and he loves racial history in the country.
I see.
From all sorts of different points of view. You know, talked about how much of a prude MLK was in his speech, and like these let's just say the liberals at his school were pearl clutching.
I can imagine. Never,
but he's like,
exploding.
You know, I stand on solid ground. I actually like went and found the photocopies, like the film reels in the libraries of like the old Jet and Ebony magazines that were being thrown throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so they're like, wait, he's teaching this. So let's say he's not in the university system anymore. Thaddeus Russell runs a thing called Renegade History and Renegade University, and wrote a book called Renegade's History of the United States. Really interesting,
fascinating. Odd history like that?
No, his thesis is this, is that history was often told from the point of view of the great men of American society. So you had, George Washington, Hamilton, Jefferson, Adams. You had the great industrialists like Rockefeller, Carnegie, Edison, yada, yada, yada. And most of history is written that way. The great industrialists and entrepreneurs and the great statesmen. And then the new left comes along. Think about like Howard Zinn.
Yeah.
In the people's history of the United States. You know, long before these fights over CRT became the flavor of, you know, this last couple months. I mean, how many schools use Howard Zinn's history book as the basis for history? But people like Zinn come along and say, you know what, we're not going to tell history just from the perspective of the so-called great men. We're going to talk about feminists. We're going to talk about civil rights leaders. We're going to talk about labor and union leaders. We're going to talk about the experience of Native Americans.
Well, when's it best to teach that history, though, Joey? Is that a college age, you think, type history? Or?
No, I think you can teach all of history. And honestly, at the end of the day, it's up to parents to impart certain knowledge. Mm-hmm. Kids will learn what they want to learn. And you know, for those worried about what's being taught in schools, how many of y'all actually remember what you're taught?
I know this,
if you were even paying attention.
George Washington cut down the cherry tree, and he wasn't going to lie about it.
But Thad Russell doesn't fit neatly into those two boxes, the great men or sort of the left-wing revisionism.
But that's the history you remember, Joey, the unique history. Like you were saying, the history of the drag queens there.
Yeah, so what he does is what he calls the renegade history of the United States, and who he follows are degenerates. And he says from the outset of the book, if these people ran society, it would be hell. I'm not advocating for them to be upheld as saints and models of behavior.
Just telling their story.
He's just saying these people were awful people who often broke bad, but in breaking bad, they won a lot of freedoms for people in this country by just being who they were. Okay. So he covers drunks, he covers prostitutes, he covers gangsters, he covers a lot of these folks, and it's a fascinating history where you do learn about it's because of drunks that you get the weekend. As people are moving from the farms to the factories, you know, of course, these industrialists want people working all the time.
7 days a week.
But they're paying them not only in moneyed wages, but with whiskey and with liquor and different types.
Cigarettes.
So people would go have fun on a Friday, and they were so hungover and having so much fun, you couldn't get them to work the next day. So the bosses finally went, all right, yeah. Like, before unions ever came around and made it a legal thing with a weekend, it was people just didn't want to work. Because they're having too much fun.
You're a little bit tired.
Well, and you're also, think about it. These are people that work kind of sun up to sun down.
Right.
But they didn't have a clock, so to speak.
No.
They just worked.
Until the work was done.
And then you have fun. And so Thad Russell has this unique perspective on American life and history, which makes him, he doesn't fit with right-wing conservatives. He doesn't fit with left-wing, you know, progressives by any means. And he had this tweet last night that I just thought was delicious. Sometimes people come around and turn a phrase that is just a sentence, a question, that really captures what's going on. And this is about the narrative. He's just saying, what if? And wouldn't it be wild? And here's what Thad Russell wrote. Wouldn't it be wild if Fauci helped create the virus, the Democrats stole the election, the FBI instigated the Capitol riot, and they're suppressing speech to cover it all up? Wouldn't that be wild? I mean, that's bonkers. Who believes that? That Fauci helped create the virus, the Democrats stole the election, the FBI instigated the Capitol riot, and they're suppressing speech to cover it all up. That is just crazy, folks. Don't you start thinking that way. You might actually find the truth or something close to it. But you can't even ask questions these days or you're branded a terrible person who hates democracy. 272-9228. This part of the program, in fact, this entire hour, brought to you by Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage. Folks, if you're looking for that very first home, if you're going to be a potential first-time home buyer, why not deal with a great team there at Alabama Home Mortgage? They can walk you through that home buying process from pre-approval all the way to closing day. But right now, the time is to refinance, especially veterans. Only about 15% of veterans take advantage of VA home loan programs they qualify for. There's a lot of myths surrounding the VA, in particular with what they can do with home ownership. There's so many veterans who don't apply because they've been told, hey, you don't qualify, but you do. Kim and her team now specialize in helping veterans take advantage of these VA home loan programs. And even if you're not a veteran, they can help you save so much money on a refinance deal, whether it's a monthly rate drop, you don't want to spend as much per month, or maybe you're looking to cut down on the duration of the mortgage. Either way, you're going to refinance and get a much lower interest rate.
Certainly.
So check them out today. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. You can visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. I mean, think about it, folks. When you refinance, you skip two payments. You're paying less than you were before each month. And often you can pay off that mortgage, say, before you retire. It's just a great strategy. Mm-hmm. Check them out today. Alabama Home Mortgage, NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. More news and views when we come back. Coming up on the top of the hour, break, and the final hour on a Tuesday. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. 279-8919 or go to coldplumbing.com.
Do you know what interest rates you're paying on your credit cards? If you knew, you'd probably be shocked. Many Americans are paying ridiculous amounts of money in interest alone. Money you could keep. How? With a special low-interest credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Now with a special radio listener discount. Available only at lightstream.com/news. You could pay off all your high-interest credit card debt with monthly payments at rates as low as 5.83% APR with autopay and excellent credit. But this discounted rate is only available for radio listeners at this exclusive URL. lightstream.com/news. That's right. To get rates as low as 5.83% APR with autopay and excellent credit, you must go to lightstream.com/news. The only way to get this reduced rate is to go to Lightstream.